All right, pleased to have the head coach of the Houston Dynamo, Todd Ramos, joining us now. It's all brought to you by Cactus Records. A big thank you to Cactus Records, who are now hosting the Burning Topics each week. Todd, thank you very much for joining us, as always.
Thank you for having me on, Glenn.
All right, you know, I heard your post-game press conference. Just one more time, just give us a little synopsis of the last match, the 1-1 draw with LAFC.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was a tough match. I thought it was definitely good progress for us as we, you know, as everybody obviously starting to play together a little bit better, and we're starting to increase the pace of the game. At the same time, I think, you know, in this case, we were playing a very good team that obviously is not easy for any team in the league. And I think, you know, not only did we do some things to be able to win the game, but also we disrupted the way they played. And that was important.
Is it as accelerated as you want after three games? Like, where's your gauge of progress every game? Would that have been a good jump forward for you, the LAFC game? It certainly seems so from the outside.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't, you know, at this point we've played three games. We have one win and one tie and one loss. Obviously, we've had a difficult schedule so far, and it doesn't get easier over the next seven games. But, you know, I don't think it's a good point for me to judge. You know, I like where we are. I like how the players are starting to gel together. I think we've been, if anything, a little bit unfortunate to only have 4 points at this point. But hopefully it'll even out during the season. And I like how we're playing. I think we're a solid team and a very difficult out for any other team.
Todd Ramos joining us, head coach of the Houston Dynamo. Dynamo will be in action this weekend against FC Dallas. This is the first of the Copa Tejas matches, which we'll talk a little bit more about. But you have set the bar high. You've stayed there. You want to keep the bar high. I thought I saw you on the sideline at the end of the game looking a little frustrated you didn't win the game. Is that fair to say?
No question, because I think we had possibility to win the game. You know, on top of it, I think in the last 5-10 minutes of the game with the substitutions that we made, you know, we thought we'd have a real good chance to catch LA on a counter, and we just didn't. But the opportunities were there. We had two or three 2v2 opportunities in which if we made the right run at the right time, I mean, we were on there. And so I was a little disappointed that we didn't get the win, to be honest. I also was disappointed that I continue to think that their goal was offside.
Yeah, yeah. It was tough to tell from where we were, but yeah. I was very surprised that they didn't go look at VAR, to be honest with you, because that's generally a play everybody's going to the video assistant.
That surprised me too, because last year, I know that we scored a goal against Colorado last game of the season to go up 2-1, that it was, you know, turned back because of VAR, you know, and the line, I mean, you could tell the line was like a millimeters, you know, whether we were off or not. And in this case, it wasn't even reviewed. You know, like I see the line, obviously on MLS.com, I see the line, but the line still tells me the player's offsides. So I don't know how, if I still see the line, I still see it offsides. It's hard to understand why it doesn't get reviewed. You know, having said that, you know, I think we could have won the game during the regulation time, regardless of that goal. And you know, and we have to keep working. The one good thing about it is that we could have done it, and that we're right there. And so that, I think that's very encouraging, considering the team we played.
Now, I know we've had this conversation about the three separate periods where you can sub players on, and of course the use of five subs and how maybe this is changing games. It seems to me these subs that come on in the second half, they could be the difference in winning and losing games in 2021.
And they have to be, you know, for us, they have to be, you know. I think we have a couple guys off the bench that can make a difference, and I think they need to make a difference. And I think that the guys who are playing also, you know, it's normal. Everybody has to understand we have five substitutions and we're going to use them. So there's no need for saving yourself. You know, you got to go in there and you got to go as hard as you can for as long as you can. And when you're tired, somebody else comes on. You know, you know, the five substitutions give you the opportunity to have five attacking players who are not saving themselves throughout the game. They have to be given all they have because we can put someone else on.
Has that transcended to the players? Do they get that yet? I mean, because it is still kind of new, the whole five. Do they get it when they're going on that, look, your minutes now are as important as anyone's?
Yeah, I mean, I think they do. Obviously, the players they're smart. I mean, it might be a little tough for them to adapt, especially the players who have been doing this for a long time, who know that, hey, you know, I need to pace myself at the right time. You know, I've done it before myself. So I can totally relate to that part of it. But the reality is with five substitutions, the game's changed a little bit, and we need to take advantage of that.
Yeah. Remember people. And, you know, when I was working in youth, you're teaching players to play 90 minutes and, you know, how to conserve their energy and get through a game and make the right decisions to maybe slow the game out. This is different, right? It's even different for you as a coach.
It is different because sometimes you feel like, you know, you may be pulling out a player at different times that you feel like, hey, you know, if I keep him in longer, he might get to that point where he breaks through. But at the same time, if I put a fresher player, maybe with fresh legs against defenders who have been there, for the whole game, you know, that might make a bigger difference. So, you know, you're constantly juggling that part of it. Obviously, you know, when we make substitutions, you know, we discuss it as a staff. And if we feel like, hey, look, I think we have a better chance of putting fresh legs, that's what we go with. And we're at peace with that. So we just have to get used to it.
He's head coach Tab Ramos of the Houston Dynamo joining us here on Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. Any updates on the center back position? Where do you think you're going to go with it in the future and the health of others?
Well, I feel like Miner is today he looked good in practice. You know, I think he needed about a week and a half to get over, you know, his situation. And I feel like Alejandro is at a good moment as well. And I feel like Boniek has been doing a great job there. So, you know, which makes things a lot more difficult. So, you know, we haven't decided yet what we're going to do this weekend, but I think it's nice to have options for the first time in the back.
You okay with actually Boniek Garcia jumped in front of people and cut some passes out, getting a little higher in midfield and leading counterattacks? I mean, those were some interesting moments in the game.
Yeah, and that's what I think we talked about last week when I mentioned about that would be a good game for Boniek, because LAFC is one of those teams that plays the ball on the ground. They try to hit the through balls through your back line in between your outside back and your center back. And Boniek is very good at reading the game. So we thought that it would be a great game for him. And I think he showed that. You know, there was only one time where we got caught on that ball in between. And I think it was because Adam misread it. It wasn't necessarily because Boniek misread it. So, you know, and that happens in the game because they're a great team. But we're really happy with what we got out of Boniek the last two games.
You seem consistent in the first three games. I mean, there hasn't been, you know, I've seen a lot of teams in MLS up and down. FC Dallas, your next opponent, maybe one of those. But you guys, in all three games, have seemed to have had a nice, consistent level, which I think you must be happy about.
Yeah. I mean, at this point, we're kind of learning who we are. But I think we know who we are. You know, when I look at Dallas, they've had different formations and different players in and out, and it's a little bit more difficult. You know, although Lucci's been there a long time, so he understands his team, you know, as well as anybody. But yeah, for us, it's been, I think we're starting to get to the point where we know what we get. And, you know, we still have to make some tweaks. And I like the fact that some guys have created a competition, you know, and are looking for minutes, and they're disappointed that they're not getting the minutes. And hopefully in practice, you know, this week they'll prove that, you know, they deserve to get in there, because, you know, at the end of the day, we play Saturday and Wednesday next week. So we have to be as fresh as possible for both.
Tab, how much of implementing this system is also getting the players to hold each other accountable? Because that's not an easy art to pull off as a head coach, but it's a necessary one, right?
I think it's always about the players. It's always about the players, you know, buying into what they're doing and to sacrificing for a successful team. And we need to do that. And I think I'm really happy that we have a full roster of players who understand that sacrificing for the team is the most important part. You know, there were a couple sequences in the last game where we were playing where we had both wingers all the way as outside backs at the same time. So we had a line of six across, and that's not how we want to play. But that's also what happens in games sometimes when you're holding on a team that has possession. If you see it, you know, you see it in the Champions League, you see it in a lot of European games. Sometimes team holding possession does a good job and they pin you back. But now I think the willingness is there to do whatever it takes for the team. And I think that's step number one when you're building a team.
Todd Bramos joining us. I know you've been pushing Tyler Pascher, and you were very high on him from the word go before a ball was even kicked here. That's why you acquired him. You know, what are some of the things now? I know you were pushing him to take people on. I saw some of that in the preseason games. What are some of the other things that you're kind of working on with him? Because he seems to be living up to it.
Yeah, I think we need him to do more. I think I think everyone's been able to see the level of skill in which he receives at full speed and he can turn. So I think obviously Tyler can be a very good 1v1 player down the line, but he's also a player that can come inside and distribute and get assists. And we need him to connect a little bit better doing that.
Final third, obviously you got a great goal to tie the game and you got a very quick super response. How about the final third? What else you looking for heading into the Dallas game from your front runners?
Well, the Dallas game is, again, it'll be a difficult one because now we have to try to figure out whether they go to five in the back, which is the way they normally play us, or whether they go to like a 3-4-3, which is kind of what the last game they just won and did really well with. And they look good doing it. So obviously, they had the four in the back in the last game. So they went from they could either have five or they could have four in the back. And that could make it, a different for us in terms of preparation. So we'll have to prepare for both.
Tab, listen, as always, thank you so much for coming on. We appreciate all your time and best of luck against FC Dallas this weekend.
All right. Thank you very much, Glenn.
Thanks, Tab. All right. We'll take a break here. More to come on Soccer Matters, ESPN 95.